name's Tamara, and you're from Jamaica, right, originally?
Yeah, Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Nice, and you grew up there. Did you learn cooking from your family, or?
Yes, I learned cooking from my grandma, she's passed away now, but she was a chef as well, and I went to school to finish.
Right on. What were some of the dishes that you made with her?
We mostly cooked jerk chicken, curry chicken, and goat was our favorite. We cooked that every Sunday on, like, clockwork.
That's amazing. I used to cook with my abuela too, so that's always a super formative, you know, experience. Did you have lots of siblings in the kitchen, or was it just you and her?
It was just the two of us. She raised me from birth to 14.
That's awesome. So when did you move to Colorado?
2009.
And did you immediately set up Reggae Pot, or was it just a project that you had in mind at that point?
It wasn't even a project I had in mind. It came about because my daughter was supposed to go to Beijing, China, for an exchange student program, and I was not able to afford the fees for it, so I decided to do a bake sale. And the people loved the product that I had and requested that I continue to do it every weekend from that one bake sale, and then it turned into Reggae Pot. So here I am 8 years later doing a restaurant with baked stuff still. So, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about the community?
I just want to shout out the city of Centennial and just the surrounding areas. They come in and support us big time. You know, when we just got here, people were coming in just to say welcome to the neighborhood. They show up all the time. If mom come to visit or anybody come from out of state or anywhere to visit, they definitely bring them to Reggae Pot. We can expect a visit. Our community is very supportive, and I just want to say thank you guys for doing that for us.
Oh, that's awesome. The menu looks super extensive and delicious. Kind of, you know, coming from Puerto Rico, have that Caribbean feel, hearty dishes. If somebody hasn't tried Jamaican food, what would you think like their plate should look like to get a full glimpse of the different palates of Jamaican food?
Definitely the curry goat. Most people come get the oxtail because it's very popular in the South, you know, Florida, Atlanta, New York, they really love oxtail, so we have that on the menu, but my favorite is the goat and the jerk chicken. Also to try is the beef patty, because you can't, you know, try Jamaican food and not have a beef patty.
I've had the beef patty, and I think I've had jerk chicken, but some of these other dishes I have not had yet. So you were at Live at the Vineyards last year. What was that event like?
It was our second year. This year will be our third. We did the curry coconut fish, which everybody loved that. We brought the patties and jerk chicken as well, and they really like that.
Do you find that you have a lot of customers that are Jamaican or grown up with the food, or is it a lot of new people or a mix?
It's a mix. It's definitely a mix, yeah. We have a lot of people who bring people who've never had it to try it, and then we have Jamaicans who know about the culture who just come for that. Yeah.
What do you recommend I have for my first time here? You think the curry goat?
Yes, ma'am.
Right on. Yes, ooh. Ma'am. Were you at Five Points? I feel like I saw you.
We were there. We do a lot of the festivals. They would reach out to us and let us know what's going on, and we do the festivals and stuff in the community.
The line was around the bend when I saw you.
Every year it's like that. They come for the oxtail. Like I said, a lot of people, they love the oxtails, especially people from the South. So once they see that it's on the menu down there, they're all in line waiting for that.
Oh man, yeah. People were so excited for it. I was on the job, so I wasn't able to stop and have it, but now I'm going to have my chance here. Well, thank you so much for having a conversation with us on Eats and Beats. It's super exciting to be here, and I'm looking forward to our listeners being able to try Reggae Pot if they haven't already at Live at the Vineyards.
I'm looking forward to seeing them again this year as well. And the menu is the same, the curry coconut fish, jerk chicken, boneless jerk chicken, and the mini patties.
Yum! All right, well, thank you, Tamara, so much. Appreciate it.